This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the DJV program, Monday, the 15th of November. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Do you mean to be spending time with us? Do you mean for what's going to happen today to be your intentions? Is today going to be the day that you do what you plan, what you're thinking? Or are you going to be affected by the ripple effect of what somebody else says or does, you know, that kind of stuff? Just think for yourself, I guess. That's the message for all the people that listen to the program. I think thinking for ourselves is so important. It's cool. Isn't it fun? Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, thinking for yourself.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, isn't it, Jennifer?
I enjoy it.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, it's important. You know, I want to just sort of, I don't usually go back to what we were talking about before. We're going through some gift ideas for Christmas. And before we get back to the serious stuff, although I think this is serious, Victoria and I were talking about Airbnb and hotels, and why don't you just bring your own sheets if you're going, you know, to stay in a hotel.
Why would you do that, though?
Well, how do you know what...
I was not suggesting that. That was not what I said at all. I didn't say bring your own sheets. I said was, if you can get an Airbnb unit where you're the only person there, then that is, if you're concerned about encountering germs, well, then you're way better off in an Airbnb. They have specific cleaning protocols. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it's
plus
absolutely.
It's just less people. I mean,
right.
You have to look
you're
for
not
Airbnb.
Encountering
there's
strangers.
Some places that look pretty disgusting. But if you think about the traffic that goes through a hotel.
So if I go to the Lowe's Hotel in Santa Monica, I'm not going to be as well off as if I find some random Airbnb on
It'd be pretty
on
even, but I think more people will have slept on the mattress at the Lowe's. Than
of course.
Have
I've slept
and you
at
don't
the
know
Lowe's.
How well.
So right there, two out of four of us have already been there. So,
yeah.
You want to do that math.
Yeah.
Does
that
work?
Well, see, I wouldn't mind sleeping on the mattress that you slept on, Victoria, because I know that you're clean. So.
Okay, but I don't
Do you
understand
like to file
this whole
the
mattress.
Sexual harassment suit now or after?
Yes. Thank you. Jen's in charge of HR on the show,
okay,
so yes.
Perfect.
But yeah. I don't understand where this, I mean, you're a hotel,
well,
you're constantly staying in places that you don't live.
I'm going to be,
live.
In the next month and a half, I will be staying in more hotels and be
right, so
on the road
it. Where
more
is this
than
coming from
I
now?
Have been for 2 years.
And why sheets? Sheets aren't going to do you any good. You're either going to get bed bugs or you won't. I mean, there are certain things you can do
I
to make
did.
Sure
I got
you
bed bugs in a hotel once, and I think it was in Africa. I can't remember what it was, but I brought them home, and they got into the sheets here.
Awful.
That's
and,
terrifying.
Oh, my God. I had powders and things that I was pouring on everything to get rid of it. Ugh. Well, what really got me thinking about this was when I was going through the list of things that are selling fast as unique gifts, because I don't like to just get things, just anything. If I'm going to get something, I'm going to get something that's unique, different. So I saw these antibacterial sheets. And they're not from MyPillow. They're from a company called Miracle. And this is, they're supposed to, they're made out of the, you know, the usual cotton, but they put something in them that takes care of sweat and bacterial buildup and all that stuff.
Yeah, chemicals that'll give you cancer.
Right. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it gets rid of 99% of the bacteria that you would normally encounter in regular sheets. I don't know where these things are made.
I feel like this is, wait, so are you saying that this is something you would want to buy?
Yes.
Doesn't this flies in the face of everything that Dr. Jack talks about. I mean, why would you want to sleep and sweat on top of sheets that have been treated with chemicals where you don't need that?
No, they're not, it's not chemicals, it's something else in them. They're called Miracle Sheets.
Yeah,
you can just look them up.
Where are they made?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't know where they are made.
That's a good to Doug that I used to know that said, I'll sleep anywhere. I take a bath in swimming pools and dirt's good for you. Like, what happened
to that? Now he wants antimicrobial sheets.
No, wait a minute. There's a difference between those microbials that you're talking about, the germs and the bugs and stuff that crawl around in the sheets versus what you find outside in nature. I don't think they're the same.
So what are you concerned? Yeah, what's the main
concern? Are you talking about dust mites?
Yeah, those sorts of things. Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to also... You got bed bugs, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I had bed bugs. I had bed bugs. I told you. I had them
about years ago from someplace in Africa.
Recently.
No. No. I've been fortunate. No. I change the sheets all the time now. Well, Daisy sleeps with me, and I have to give her a bath more often, and so I want to make sure there's not that stuff crawling around. You know, every once in a while in the summertime, we have a random tick crawling around in the bed that came from either my experience or her experience. Even if you have a shower, the ticks
don't
are going to...
Don't put any of this on your dating profile. You may or may not
be way more concerned about the tick in your home bed than about the Lowe's.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, these sheets are supposed to get rid of sweat stains and
bad odors. Why are we giving all this
odors?
Free advertising away to
I don't know.
Something
I'm trying to,
that sounds
I thought,
like yes.
But now you made me think about it because maybe there's chemical stuff in them that I don't want to have in it. All right, so I'll have to check
I'm still not. I'm failing to understand what you're afraid of. You are someone who has stayed in other dwellings for
your whole
professional life.
When I saw the first time I saw the dust mite picture, that crawls in and out of your nose and in your ears and other your mouth when you're snoring.
Yeah, but everybody
that
has
kind of
that.
Stuff.
It doesn't matter if it's your own bed or if it's at the Lowe's. And I'm sorry we're dragging the Lowe's name here. I love that hotel. But
yeah, it's a nice hotel.
But yeah, I mean, nothing is, I don't know. Do you want like a, Jen, I think it's the vaccine.
Something's happening. I know.
Something's happening. He's like, he had a shot.
Where he used to hate Big Pharma, now he wants 12 million vaccine shots and he's carrying his own.
I still don't like Big Pharma, but.
Are you going to show up with your own pillows too? Because there's, what's the point? If you're going to try to do all this and you're not bringing
pillows
your own
are the
pillows.
Gross thing. Think about how many people have drooled on that pillow before.
Pillows are the killers. Yeah. All right. Can we get to something that Joe Biden has done? Let's take some shots at him. We haven't taken a shot at him for a while. So let's see what's going on with the mandate. The mask mandate looks like it's going no place fast. Am I correct in that, Jennifer?
Well, the mask mandate, I don't know. But the vaccine the vaccine mandate for companies that have more than 100 employees, that's on pause in one state from, I'm not sure, I forget which state. Some judge has already paused that. That's going to be a big fight. That's going to be a huge fight.
Yeah, there's a federal appeals court that made a ruling over the weekend in, this one is in New Orleans, but because it's a federal court, the ruling applies for the whole country, and it's a 3-judge panel that said, that they were temporarily halting the mandate last weekend. So, you know, they've got a lot to prove that they can do this. Again, we talked about the reason why. This is a really tough thing because they're putting OSHA in charge of it. OSHA was given power by Congress several decades ago to deal with environmental issues, not with health issues. And so there's a question legally whether or not OSHA can have oversight over people's health and well-being rather than just cords or asbestos.
Yeah, it goes under the safety. Right. It's the safety issue. So it's if you're proving that, you know, it's an unsafe work environment for people to not be vaccinated, then that's going to be a really interesting legal argument, which doesn't exist. I don't believe there is a precedent for it right now.
A lot of people say that there was a trial back years ago during polio times, essentially, that said that the federal government was able to fine, and there was a ruling in favor of a guy who got, or in ruling in favor of the government who fined a guy, the equivalent of $153 in today's economy. I think it was like $5 or $7 in that time. And so the government is using that as a way to say that they can rule over people's vaccine. But the difference is the fine differential. And so before, if you didn't do it, you were fined the equivalent of $153, which is not the case now. Companies are looking at fines of like $14,000. So it really is kind of comparing apples to oranges, but it's interesting to watch this go through the court system. I'm calling this, though, if you want to talk about Biden, forget about the vaccine for a second and the mandates, because I'm kind of calling this the reset week for the Biden administration, because they've been seeing really like bad polling. In fact, if you look at CNN,
really
CNN is like is saying that there's this war going on, and Kamala Harris, you know, is she even dragging Biden down? Should she be kicked out? Should they bring in Mayor Pete?
That question.
Is one of the big things. And so even Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, over the weekend said there's no problem with Kamala Harris, which is weird that she was allowed to be baited by the media. But anyway, that's going on. So to reset, you're going to have Biden sign his infrastructure deal today at the White House. That's going to be a big deal. He's going to be going across the country this week trying to sell the Build Back Better reconciliation bill and to talk about infrastructure at places like failing bridges and that kind of stuff. That's what he should be doing. The messaging on that is right on. But he's also going to be doing something today that you'll be interested in, Doug, and well, all of us will be interested in. He's going to be doing a virtual meeting with President Xi from China. And they're going to talk about trade and different risks that China poses to Americans. And so we'll see if he's tough on them, if he lets them slide, if we get access to see what that phone call is about. We won't, you know, I'm hopeful that they'll do it out in daylight so that everybody can see it. But my inclination is they'll probably do it behind closed doors. And then later in the week, he's got the president of Mexico and the president of Canada coming to visit. So it's going to be a pretty busy, intense week. So I think this is the White House trying to do a reset a bit to get the narrative back. We'll see if
I went to a couple of movies over the weekend, which I'll talk about later. When I came home Friday night, I turned on Bill Maher, who was somebody that I used to not like at all.
Maybe, I was going to say, you watch him a lot now.
I do watch him a lot because I think he has lots of... I like the movie he did on religion.
Now.
He's got nothing but common sense. He said he had Travis Smiley and Adam Schiff on with him last Friday, and he was after both of them. Because he usually has a Republican and a Democrat, but he had these two guys on. And Tavis, who actually I mentored when he got started, I say that proudly because he was a very curious kid. And now he's grown up to be a rather interesting character in his own right. Very smart, figured it all out. And now, among other things, he owns a black radio station in Los Angeles. And I'm I remember going to him. I asked Mike, my consultant, to call him up and see if he would be interested in taking this program. He said, no, I don't want any white people on my station. So I thought that was, he knows me, and he said, yeah, Doug's great, but I don't want any white people on my station. So anyway, you look around and listen to some of these guys. Maher took off on both of them because they are so, I guess insipid is the word, they are so interested in carving out what the black people want and need. And what the liberals or the Democrats need. And he really took them to task.
Because he lied to people for years about the Trump-Russian dossier, and he was the head of the Intel Committee, and he hasn't apologized. And, you know, The View got him last week and said, why aren't you apologizing? And he's like, I don't have anything to apologize for.
He's a useless turd. That's with him. He grew up in Framingham. He came from Framingham. I went to California.
Dang it.
Yeah. The point that Maher was making is that these guys are doing nothing to help America. He said, I'm a loyal, traditional Democrat, and I want what's good for the country. You guys only want what's good for you. You want what's good for black people? Okay, well, if it's good for black people, do we measure it as being good for everybody? And the same with the Democrat. He really laid into those two guys, which I thought, when I listened to it, I'm thinking, that's what I think. What are we doing to bring ourselves back together? And he made it very specific. He took this, that, and the other thing with each one of them, said, you've done this. How's that helping America? He says that to Tavis. And Tavis doesn't really have a comeback. Well, it's good for black people. Okay, yeah, well, what about the liberals in Congress or the liberals wherever? It's good for our people. Yeah, okay, so how's it good for everybody? And they continued, both of them looked foolish when the conversation was over. And I think that's kind of the measure, if we have a measure. If you want America to go beyond 250 years, which is pretty much the tipping point for any long-lived entity, then you better be thinking about what Maher said, all of you, all of them, and bring this country back together again. Sure, you're going to have a difference of opinion, but you can't be only black, for blacks. You can't only be for Democrats. It doesn't work, and it doesn't. So a good kudos to him. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
After the hour now on the DJV Monday program. Doug Steffen now with Victoria Keelan. And Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date on some other trending, gossipy sorts of things, including what detectives tell Chris Daughtry and his daughter, or about his daughter, which is a little bit, this will it'll rub you the wrong way. We'll find out after this.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Somebody get me a price check on Trundle this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, so Jay, what did detectives tell Chris Daughtry's families about the homicide, the death?
Yeah, this is his 25-year-old daughter, his stepdaughter. She was found dead in her Tennessee home. The family lives in Nashville, and it's showing that the cause of death is unknown, but she did sustain injuries before her death. She was found in her home here, and there are
injuries
reports
like
that
somebody
her boyfriend,
strangling her, that kind of stuff?
Nobody has said exactly what, but there are reports that her boyfriend, Bobby Jolly, has been arrested by police, although police have declined to comment whether or not they've actually arrested him in connection with this. Mm-hmm. It is a heartbreaking story. The band Daughtry has postponed the next few tourist stops that they were supposed to have so that he could understandably be with family. Mm. And an autopsy will show what the actual cause of death is. But right. it's heartbreaking. This poor girl, she was 25 years old. She had quite a history of issues. I don't want to say issues, but a few years ago, her biological father killed himself. And then that same year, less than a year later, she was shot in the face by a gang-related violence.
Good God.
Just this past spring, she was arrested in a road rage-related incident.
Wow.
It's been a lot.
Wow. All right. There's nothing pleasant about that. I was telling the ladies I went to see two movies over the weekend, Spencer and Belfast. Spencer is about Diana and what she went through on a Christmas before she got divorced from Charles. And the Queen does not come out of the movie looking well, as much as we all think the Queen is. And who knows? I mean, this is Hollywood probably to a point. But the Queen doesn't come out of this one looking good. Meanwhile, she's suffering because she's got a bad back at 95. She's taken leave of her responsibilities for a while, Jay, yes?
Well, she already was on leave for an unknown medical situation that had her in hospital. And this past Sunday, the Remembrance Sunday service was supposed to be her big comeback, and she had to end up canceling it because she sprained her back.
Hmm. How'd she do that? Picking up one of the corgis?
Not sure. But, yeah, she's going to be spending more time at Windsor Castle.
Well, she's 95. Hello, and 95-year-olds don't act, nor can they do things that 35-year-olds can do. And so for the news media to make a big deal out of this is so trivial. It's typical of the news media, especially the British media. It's 28 after the hour.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Biden will be meeting virtually Monday night, Washington time. It will be Tuesday morning in China. According to Chinese state media, their meeting is to tell the United States to, quote, step back, end quote, on the Taiwan issue. The United States has several issues, including more openness to the origins of COVID-19 that poisoned the world. The Austrian government has started a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people to combat rising coronavirus infections and deaths in that country. The move prohibits unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities. After conducting storm damage surveys on Sunday, the National Weather Service determined 8 tornadoes touched down in the Northeast Saturday, spread across Long Island, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will begin closing arguments Monday. His mother, Wendy, on Fox News over the weekend.
I'm hoping that the outcome is what I expect, a not guilty verdict. And I hope they take that and take that into what the outcome is going to be.
Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Saturday weighed in on the trial.
All the civil libertarians, all the liberals, all the ACLU types, the New Yorker, the New York Times, they all attack the judge for simply applying the Constitution. These phony civil libertarians couldn't care less about due process, about free speech. All they want is due process for me, but not for thee. They're taking sides. They're cheering. They're rooting. The New Yorker, that trashy magazine, used to be a great magazine, but under the new leadership, it's become a trashy partisan magazine. Already dubbed this guy without any evidence the American vigilante. People are picking sides, and they're picking on the judge, because the judge has made some fair rulings under the Constitution. If the judge had made, with the same attitude, rulings in favor of the prosecution, the civil libertarians, the liberals, the left, the New York Times would be praising him to the sky. It's so biased. We don't have justice out there. We have partisan injustice.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 at the hour now here on the DJV program. Monday is upon us, the 15th. The idea, Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. Looking around at what, I was talking earlier about some of the podcasts and the things that are being said about the vaccines and just COVID-related stuff that's all BS. And I started looking at some other we do podcasts of this program and other things that are related to broadcasts that I do. We have an exclusive podcast called Zodiac Magic, which has me talking. Actually, I do very little talking in this podcast. Laura Banks, who's the astrologer, takes us through the week every single week. Like there's a new one, obviously, for this week, the third week of November, about charisma and how magnetic things are for personalities and romance and stuff this week. But she takes day by day the full moon eclipse and how important that is for us today and tomorrow. Anyway, it's a good time to be dreamy and creative, so she says. And then we have Mary O'Malley, who is a psychic and very good. PsychicScout.com is her website. So we talk about that, and as I think about it, you can find it, by the way, at ZodiacMagicShow.com or wherever you get your podcast. But I'm looking around as I'm doing some research for the podcast that I'm doing. We do one for the American Family Farmer Show and the DJV Show and the DJV Health Show. So we have our own contributions to podcasts. There's one that's shown up here. I wish I'd have seen this before Jennifer left. There's a podcast of Kobe Bryant as a teenager that was released this weekend. It caused a lot of stir. I think it's, what, been 2 years since he was killed in a helicopter? Wasn't it a couple of years ago? It's been...
It was the beginning of 2020. Yeah. Was it February?
Coming up on January, yeah. Was it? Yeah. End of January?
Yeah. So anyway, this is a podcast called I Am Kobe. And there's a lot of audio of him that was never heard when he was a teenager starting to explore basketball and stuff. And then I just thought about, what in the world? You do a podcast, Victoria, called Beauty Pop. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that doesn't show up? And then my question to Jay is, how do people find me? I mean, I ask you this all the time. When we look at the numbers of people who are listening to our podcast, how do folks find these things? If there are hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of these podcasts, and, you know, there's so many different things subject matter-wise, how do they get listenership? How do people find them? Where do they go?
Well, I mean, there are so many places where you can go to listen to podcasts, whether it's Spotify or Pandora or, you know, Apple or iHeart, and there are a million places. Then you can go and you can search. If you know you want to listen to entertainment news, then you can search for that. And then, you know, a lot of it, I think, is just based on ratings and reviews. That's why ratings and reviews are so important, because it elevates your visibility with the algorithm on Apple Podcasts. So you always want to get as many people as you can to leave a rating and review. And so, you know, that really helps push you up in the charts. A lot of people look at the charts to decide what they're going to listen to. So, yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a crapshoot.
Well, yeah. And then you have word of mouth from friends of somebody who listened to something and then they'll recommend it to you.
Social media reposts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked the question, and I find it fascinating. So much attention is paid to all this stuff, and the Kobe Bryant thing got my attention as well. How many podcasts have there been about that? Now, as we are talking about the crash of that helicopter, it reminds me that one of Blue Origin's astronauts who went up with Shatner a couple of weeks ago got killed over the weekend flying a small plane in New Jersey. What are the state police saying about this, Victoria?
This just blows my mind, because I saw this guy. I mean, as soon as I saw his picture, I recognized him right away. He had such an incredible time with Shatner and the other three astronauts. He was one of the two people who paid for his own ticket. This just kind of blew my mind when I saw that. You know, you make it to space, only the second crew up in that penis rocket, and you make it up and back safely, and then you die in a Cessna in New Jersey. It just seems very anticlimactic. I don't know. It's kind of a horrible way to go, but he was only 49 years old. Glenn DeVries was his name. And so
he ran some company that obviously made a lot of money because he bought his way.
It's a data company. Yeah. That he started, and so he made a lot of money with it. And so the plane went down in a wooded area in Hampton Township. That's about 40 miles outside of New York City. And it was a Cessna 172. It's a four-seat airplane, which seems to be the kind, every time you hear about these small plane crashes.
I wouldn't give you a nickel for any of them.
No, thank you. Nope.
No. Now, the weather in New Jersey was lousy over the weekend. Wasn't it windy and dark and cloudy and rainy and lightning?
We had a lot of rain, a lot of high winds. We had gale warnings. We had some hail that happened.
So would go up in a
plane? Well, this happened Thursday afternoon. We just didn't hear about it until over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. I think Thursday would have been... Thursday was a beautiful day, actually. Thursday was fine. So, yeah, I don't know that weather was really involved in this, but he was a private pilot. He was certified with instrument rating, meaning he could fly into the clouds just using, you know, the plane's instruments. And we don't know what happened. So the NTSB is going to be, or the FAA and the NTSB are doing an investigation.
And there's another one they're investigating. An 11-year-old girl was the only survivor of a plane crash over the weekend up on Lake Michigan. This was a small commercial aircraft that was arriving at a little airport off the northern, what do they call it, the UP, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Michigan,
the Upper Peninsula.
Station up there. Yep. Right, exactly. So two of the passengers survived. There were five or six, I think, including the girl's father, who died in this thing. She was taken to the hospital. I guess she's okay. But at any rate, you know, think about that. Think about what your life is like when you're in a plane like that. It goes down. Do you ever get on a plane again? Do you ever...
Travis Barker, who's now engaged to Kourtney Kardashian, that's been making a lot of headlines. He was a drummer in Blink-182. He was in a plane crash that killed other members on board. He lived, sustained, you know, burns to most of his body. But
Him and DJ AM, that they were the only two survivors?
Yeah. And then he never flew again until very recently, like within the last month. And when was that plane crash, Jay?
He didn't fly forever ago. That
15,
was
20 years, maybe?
Was it 2003-ish? Is it that far back?
That sounds about right. Yeah, so almost 20 years he didn't fly. And, you know, the Kardashians live on private jets, so I guess he figured now, you know, there's no time like the present. Now he flies everywhere, and he seems to be okay. He said he feels like he has his freedom back after all these years of having that debilitating fear. And if you're a musician, I mean, yeah, you can be in a tour bus, but that's rough, you know?
2008.
Going around, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know, it's just, you make up your own mind. I like to fly, and I didn't, when I remember before I got in a plane for the first time, and when I was in college, if I was going to come home for Thanksgiving, I had to get in a plane. So my first flight was from Cleveland, interestingly enough, Jay, to Boston on an American Airlines 707, which had just been put into service at that time in the fall of 1964. And I sat in the back of the plane, and they still allowed smoking at that time. I was not schooled, so I didn't know. They just put you in a seat, and I'm a young kid, so they put you in the back of the plane with all the smokers. And I still felt like it was an hour ride. That was it. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. And I've liked flying ever since. Have I been in some uncomfortable situations in a plane? Absolutely. But, you know, if you think about the stats and go by the statistics alone, it's far safer to be in a plane than any other mode of transportation, bar none. So, yeah, everything's in perspective. I was noticing the terror activity, the bombing in England that went on this morning, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Is this back to the Belfast thing and Northern Ireland? I asked that question because I'm sort of more aware of it after seeing the movie Belfast over the weekend, which is quite a show. Any of you who want to go, anybody of Irish descent probably ought to go see it. It's Kenneth Branagh's story. It's his story about when he was a kid in the early 60s. And one of the most compelling parts of it for me, because I'm a big Van Morrison fan, is he does the music. The show, the movie opens with a Van Morrison song. Every song that's played that I knew, and I was kind of moving around in the seat to a couple like The Bright Side of the Road. But the movie's very effective at calling your attention to the vagaries of the situation there. And whether this current Nudnik, who's the prime minister, just doesn't get it, why would you want... I mean, you've been there, Victoria, I've been there. I walked that wall a couple of years ago and looked on how different, even now, it is on both sides of the wall. One side, signs all over the place, we will never forget. And on the other side of the wall, there's thriving businesses and it still is like being in a ghetto.
If things keep going the way that they are, I mean, a lot of people in Ireland think that there will be a move for a united Ireland. And so then there will be no more the North versus the Republic. It will just be one Ireland. And, you know, Boris Johnson just has made it very clear he does not care about any Irish interests. He doesn't care if it's a hard border that goes up again. He just does not care. And so anyway, going back to the bombing... It's the British counterintelligence or counterterrorism police say that they are labeling this as terrorism. They have three men that they've arrested. They're questioning a heroic taxi driver, apparently foiled the plot to this car bomb went off, but apparently a taxi driver is being labeled as a hero as he helped save lives too. So we'll see where this goes. Could this be just like a local act of terrorism? Yes. That seems a bit odd for someone to start car bombing for no reason, because that was, you know, sort of the IRA's signature.
The IRA's thing, yeah. That's how the movie starts. That's how movie Belfast starts, with a car bombing. And then where it goes from there. It's sobering stuff, to be sure. As long as we're over in that neck of the woods, I see the River Thames has been declared clean. Apparently it's home to sharks. I didn't think sharks swam up into a freshwater river. Seals, seahorses, and that stuff. Mm-hmm. No longer biologically. This reminds me, Jay, of what it was like when you were a kid with a mistake on the lake, right? Everybody said that Lake Erie.
Cleveland. Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, yeah, right. It was horrible.
We had a river that caught on fire twice.
When George Bush was running for president, trying to remember what the visual was, but he was talking about how the environment was cleaned up, and then somebody threw a match into Lake Erie.
It was the Cuyahoga River, yeah. The
Cuyahoga River, that was it, yes. Right, yeah, yeah.
Well, the Thames was always just disgusting and filthy, and that goes all the way back to
the sewer. But everything, all the sewage in London, we used to go into the Thames River.
Right.
So
the fact that it was declared biologically dead, and so the fact that it's now, because of conservation efforts and cleanup efforts and things like that, and they just, you know, the environmentally, it's still not a great river by any means, but it is a lot better than it used to be. I mean, it used to just be, I remember the first time I saw it, it was just like black tar. It was
I remember the first time I saw it in the 70s, it was just, you could see the filth. And there were a lot of nitrate concentration in it. There were no oxygen levels at all. Nothing could live in it. Yep. It was all the waste from everywhere in London just got dumped into the river. And so you can imagine what that did. But now apparently it's clean. So
cleaner.
Congratulations.
It's getting there.
It's cleaner. Right. Speaking of clean, let's clean up your body. If you need to lose weight, if you're trying to think about, okay, what do I do to not gain weight like I seem to every year at this time, and certainly it's a double whammy with the pandemic. So weight loss is a focus. A lot of people looking for stories and in enthusiastic ways of getting into this program, and I'll tell you, Calton has that enthusiasm. People who have gone on the program are so excited about the success rate, because you can't help, if you stay with the program, lose weight. More importantly, keep it off. So that's what happens when you... The secret here is the people take it regularly at night before you go to bed, and then when you've lost the weight, make sure you stay on it so that you can. Well, what good is losing the weight if you put it back on again, right? You want to. I think the definition of success here is losing it and keeping it off. Check it all out at toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. And when you're buying the product, get the best deals by using the code DJV at toploss.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Okay, Chucker's off today. I'm going to recount the two movies that I saw over the weekend, Spencer and Belfast, for you, my point of view. And also we're going to discuss the end of a television show that's been very popular right after this.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come. And they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
All right, a lot of people are talking about the Adele success story last night on CBS. Between the concert and the interview with Oprah, it was quite a love fest, and perhaps appropriately so, frankly. Why not? Good to get excited about people and events like that, I think, and she has a lot to like, and people love her music. Whenever I cross a station that's playing an Adele song, you can always recognize the voice. I just want to listen to the song, frankly, all of the stories that are in it. And that was one of the things she touched on. She didn't know where the stories come from. She just gets them. But some of them are sort of autobiographical, I think.
Oh, they're very autobiographical. That's what she was saying, that it's so personal. And this is the most personal album that she's ever written. And the new songs, I haven't heard the whole album yet, but the new songs that she performed were incredible. I mean, really, and Oprah was reading her lyrics back to her, which is when you know, I mean, no offense to, like, you know, most other pop stars, but Oprah isn't sitting there reading your lyrics.
No. Yeah.
But she was reading Adele's lyrics, and she was like, girl, you can write. Yeah. I mean, there were a few moments where, you know, Adele even kind of blushed a bit. And so, yeah, I think she's really deep, and it was a wonderful experience, and people don't really get to see her that much. It's been 6 years since the last album. Yeah. So it was really great to see her again. Yep.
NBC has announced that the sixth and final season of This Is Us starts in January, and then by the time they get the 18 episodes done, it'll be May, the end of their rating period, and that's the end of that. So how have you all stuck? I've been most interested in Sterling K. Brown and what he's done, not only that show, but other things as well. He's a very interesting actor. He seemed very smart. I don't know, Milo, I never can pronounce his last name.
Emilio?
Everywhere.
Yeah, I've never seen this show. It just kind of, Jennifer loves it.
Yes.
This is one of Jen's favorites. I've never seen it.
Well, and,
but
yeah.
People love it.
Oh, yeah, people are obsessed with it. I don't watch the show, but I'm a big Mandy Moore fan. But this show was always supposed to be six seasons. They were just praying that the network wouldn't cut them short, that they would actually be allowed to do the full six seasons that they always planned.
So there's a new that show, Kenan Thompson is back again. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Da-da-da-da-da. The original Law and Order comes back in February for a limited run, but they'll put it in next year. Another Dick Wolf show. It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday. I'm surprised they're putting it. What's on NBC now, Wednesday at 8? I don't even know. Well, I thought they were going to put it on Thursday night at 8 and move The Blacklist back to another time so they had three Law and Orders in a row. And anyway,
that's too much. That's overkill.
Well,
that is
how is that
odd.
More than the FBI? Although I don't like the FBI. Mm-hmm. There's two of the FBI shows I like. The third run I don't like. Speaking of what I like and don't like, I saw Spencer and Belfast this weekend. Kristen Stewart is not English. She plays Lady Di. It's very harsh. It's harsh. I would say it was harsh. It was a harsh treatment of the realities of what was going on. The Queen does not come out of it well. Kristen Stewart does okay. I wasn't distracted by her. The only thing I've seen her in was the last Charlie's Angels, so I don't know that much about her. But it was okay. I guess that it was okay. Then I saw Belfast, and I said to the ladies off the air, I may have said it on the air, the impact of Van Morrison's music on the way the story is set up. Branagh is the executive producer and director, and it's his story of a kid growing up in Belfast in the 1960s, the early 60s, when everything was blowing up. So it's a pretty compelling movie, and Judi Dench is great.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.